At the Southeast Alaska Power Agency's last board meeting, the board passed a $1.65 million budget for this coming year, and $300,000 of that is going towards Wrangell's public utility. That's up from last year's $140,000 rebate. Wholesale electricity rates were also set at 6.8 cents a kilowatt hour. This has been a steady rate for nearly 15 years. SEPA Board Vice Chair Jeremy Maxand says rates may be low, but says more work needs to be done in conserving energy.
One thing we did fund in the budget is money for a coordinated public education campaign in Wrangell, Petersburg, and Ketchikan to encourage the public to think about energy conservation. That's the single cheapest and fastest way to make more power available is to control consumption, the demand side. And it's something that happens all across the United States with other communities and other utilities, but it hasn't quite reached Southeast Alaska or at least our three communities yet.
Other improvements that will be factored into the budget include infrastructure needs, the purchase of equipment, power line extensions, future projects, and the overall maintenance of existing hydroelectric facilities. Maxand says financially SEPA is in a stable position and says its next move is to begin examining viable hydroelectric projects in Southeast Alaska.
It takes several years to permit, to design, and ultimately to construct, and it takes tens, if not hundreds of millions of dollars to build these projects. So they're not cheap, but it's an investment that we have to make for future generations. The investments that were made in the Bradfield at Tyee and at Swan and Ketchikan were very smart investments that were made by the state, and they're paying off today in a 6.8 cent per kilowatt hour electric rate.
Swan Lake and Tyee hydroelectric projects provide electric power to Wrangell, Petersburg, and Ketchikan, along with the Swan-Tyee intertie connecting Ketchikan to the Tyee Lake facility. One incentive for the construction of more hydroelectric facilities is the increasing cost of heating oil. Both Petersburg and Wrangell have seen a 52% increase in heating oil in the last 5 years. Joe Nelson is Petersburg's power and light superintendent and a SEPA board member. He says the rapid increase in heating oil was not something SEPA had anticipated, and says many in Petersburg are switching to electric power.
What I've seen in the last 3 to 4 years is a very strong change from the oil stove to electric heat, both conversions, and virtually all new houses now that are built over here are total electric houses.
Nelson says over time, the load on existing hydroelectric facilities will become too great to maintain, and says this is another reason why SEPA is planning for the future.
But we can't just stick our head in the sand and think that things are never going to change, because as the loads grow in the two communities, which they've had, definitely have over the last couple of years, eventually we're going to run out of that resource. And with the long time delays in getting the next project online, we need to be doing something now. And so even though our energy future is very bright right now, we need to be looking for the next project.
SEPA plans to hold a meeting in August to discuss potential hydroelectric projects in Southeast Alaska for the board to consider. For KSDK, I'm Charlotte Duran.